For years, Yosemite National Park has been at the center of the debate over what's best for our nation's parks, preservation or more public access. When the Yosemite Valley Plan was formulated a few years ago, many thought the debate was over. That plan meant refurbishing the park and cutting back on the numbers of cars allowed into the Yosemite Valley. But now a Republican congressman from California is proposing some revisions. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
Yosemite National Park is the kind of place that visitors fall in love with at first sight. That's how it was for Peggy Mosley, who now owns a hotel 30 minutes from the park.
It's like a religious experience to be in Yosemite Valley. I've never been any place on earth that I could find such an experience, such a feeling, and such a closeness to nature and to God. It's just such a special place.
Preserving that special place was the main goal of a lengthy process of hearings and public comment in the late 90s that resulted in the Yosemite Valley Plan. The heart of it is a proposal to drastically reduce the number of cars in Yosemite, cutting parking to just 550 day-use spaces on the valley floor, down from the 1,700 spaces there now. The plan also calls for shuttles to bring visitors in without their cars. Peggy Mosley thinks the plan is insane.
It's going to shut the park down, ultimately, for the mainstream American.
Mosley isn't alone in her opposition to the plan. Leaders in gateway towns like Groveland, where she lives, worry the plan will turn visitors away. And they have a friendly ear in Republican Central Valley Congressman George Radonovich. He heads the House Subcommittee on Parks, Recreation, and Public Lands, and he's introduced a bill that would reverse much of the Yosemite Valley plan. He says the Park Service plan is flawed and was rushed in at the end of the Clinton administration.
There are certain groups out there that prefer this plan because it's tilted in favor of environmental protection over access, and I think needlessly so. And so that's what my bill seeks to correct.
Radonovich seeks to boost access by bringing the number of parking spaces back up to 1,200 and adding campgrounds. He says crowds are just part of going to a popular park.
You can't expect to go to Yosemite Valley and think that you can do something as quick and easy as that and expect to be in the wilderness because it's a public park and people deserve to enjoy the park.
Radonovich's bill seems designed to spur the wrath of environmentalists, and it has. Defenders of the Yosemite Valley plan say there's a fine line between making Yosemite available to visitors and creating a park that's overrun with cars and tourists. As it is now, on a summer afternoon with thousands of visitors each day, the Yosemite Valley can seem more like a bustling city than an idyllic wilderness. Eating lunch at an outdoor table, Linda Rogers of Brooklyn, Mississippi, says there are so many people here, it's hard to enjoy the park. This is her second visit to Yosemite.
At least this time, we did have some place to park. Last time we just rode through, and there were so many people here we couldn't even see anything.
And that's just what the plan was created to avoid, says Jay Watson, California Regional Director of the Wilderness Society. He says the Radonovich proposal will cut out the heart and soul of the Yosemite Valley plan. Watson doesn't think the bill will garner much support in the House or Senate, but it's already having an impact. It has reignited the debate over the future of Yosemite.
You know, the Congressman doesn't have to pass this bill to affect things at Yosemite. He can block funding. He certainly has a friendly ear in the Bush administration and the Interior Department. And he could just put a chill over the whole thing simply by introducing the bill.
While the debate plays out in Washington, visitors from around the world are still flocking to Yosemite at a rate of about 15,000 a day in September. Many say fall is the best time to visit the park, in part because there are fewer crowds to contend with. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith.